It was a full day for the President of the United States in Iowa yesterday, making several stops along the way. Had breakfast at a local cafe with some folks, had eggs and toast, and insisted on having bacon as well, making the comment, boy, this bacon's good. Along the way, he did made some other stops as well, stopped at a local middle school, found out the school wasn't going to be starting until the next week, but did have a chance to talk to some teachers and a few students as well. Then making remarks at the Rural Economic Forum in Peosta, Iowa. One of the sessions was an ag breakout policy session being chaired by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. As he joined the discussion led by the secretary, the president emphasized that
when you look at farm economies. Right now, obviously, prices are good, but given the volatility of the world market, for us to be able to figure out how we can also use energy and conservation as an enhancement to the core business of feeding people, then I think that we can make enormous progress.
Wisconsin dairy farmer Joel Greeno, a member of the National Family Farm Coalition, complained to Obama that corn-based ethanol is hurting his livelihood.
Land that I rented for 12 years, I lost to, you know, a guy that's raising corn.
Because the prices went up.
And so now I can't raise enough corn to feed my cattle, but you can't afford with your milk income to buy corn off the market because the corn prices went up high enough.
The president did not respond directly to the farmers' concern, but did stress the importance of renewable energy sources like wind, solar, and geothermal.
I think it can generate hundreds of thousands of jobs all across the country. It can help free ourselves from dependence on foreign oil. It diversifies sources of income for farmers.
Several participants asked the administration to make it easier for young farmers to enter farming. Chuck Hasselbrook, the executive director of the Center for Rural Affairs, a populist think tank, implored the president to get serious about capping farm program payments.
As long as we're subsidizing very big farms to go out and acquire more land, it's very hard to give beginning farmers enough help to go out and compete against somebody who's already owns 3,000 acres and is leveraging that to buy more. So put a serious proposal to cap payments to the biggest farms on the table. Get it scored in the budget debate, and then lay out specific proposals about how we're going to use that money to create a future in rural America.
Obama told Hasselbrook that
you're preaching the choir with me.
Noting that he campaigned for the White House on a pledge to restrict big farms from receiving subsidies, he faulted the House and Senate Ag Committees for not doing enough to reform payment eligibility in the 2008 Farm Bill. Before the president entered the room, other speakers railed against EPA regulation of agriculture, but the president did not hear any of those comments that criticized his EPA. Later in the day, as he made his way along in his bus, he made a couple of other unscheduled stops, including one in the afternoon for some ice cream. He pondered what flavor he wanted, decided on vanilla. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.